This is the astrology forecast for September 2015 by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. September is a gateway. As it goes on, it will feel like the pivotal month of the year, though the enormity of its impact might not be immediately apparent. Its 30 days bring a breathtaking pileup of influences, wrapping up and moving on from the old business of the summer. Two eclipses, which are energizing one cycle and bringing another to a close. The fall equinox, which carries the sky's energies forward throughout the season. And everybody's favorite astro occurrence, Mercury retrograde. All this lands us in and awakens us to the situations, connections, and structures growing out of the upheaval of the past 3 years. Not that turmoil is dying back. We'll be shoring up how we're dealing with it rather than feeling the ground collapse beneath us. The air of wrapping up and moving on dominates the first half of the month. The journey of the heart we've been on since mid-July is shifting gears as Venus, ruler of all we value, ends her retrograde. She's been taking us through a revisiting and rediscovery of people, places, and things that were once dear, or still are dear, or newly are dear. Along the way, we've been picking up lost pieces of ourselves as well. Massive realizations in this department meet motivation to do something about them on the first, when Venus joins with Mars, ruler of our drive and gumption. This contact fuses the masculine and feminine in fixed fire, which bodes well for follow-through after she goes direct on the 6th. We're also cleaning up lingering agenda items from 2013 to 2014 that have been rearing their unwelcome, unpleasant little heads since the end of May. No matter what the surface form, all involve dirty, uncomfortable issues we don't talk about easily or openly. Joint finances, debt, taxes, reciprocity and return on investment, trust, intimacy, S-E-X. They've come back up thanks to Saturn, ruler of order, structure, and the status quo, returning for one final pass through Scorpio, where he spent the past 2 calendar years. This trigger for summer introspection says, see you in 30 years to resource-focused Scorpio on the 17th, and moves into Sagittarius for the next 2 years. His time there will press us to take responsibility for our worldview and belief systems and their ramifications, which will be a defining theme of the fall. The month's 2 eclipses add to the air of phases ending and shifting gear. The Virgo new moon on the 12th, 13th, is a solar eclipse, starkly resetting issues of boundaries, health, and service. With bigger is better Jupiter in his first full month in Virgo, both the clearing out and the propelling forward could be huge. Read my article about what Jupiter in Virgo holds for all of us in my article at Om Times. Order my talk and guides about Jupiter in Virgo for each sign at my site, empowermentunlimited.net. Meanwhile, the relationship rewriting of the past 18 months hits a chapter close at the Aries full moon lunar eclipse on the 27th. This one underscores, I'm not tolerating that anymore with, and I really mean it. Neither eclipse is a one-day event, remember, but instead will be rolling out over months. In between the 2 eclipses, Mercury goes retrograde on the 17th until the 9th of October. Mercury is the ruler of our information and transportation systems, which require extra attention when he is in retrograde motion. Read my article about handling a Mercury retrograde at Om Times. While it is true that misunderstandings will flourish, phones and computers will malfunction, and traffic will jam, this particular retrograde holds actual useful potential in the midst of what else is occurring this month. Mercury is in Libra, relationship central, inclining us to take others into account and talk with them graciously and pleasingly even. The retrograde comes after we have assimilated the summer's calibrating triggers and are operating under a newly honed approach to relationships. What we want, how we get it, what we put in, what we get out, etc. It's between eclipses that are rebooting boundaries and shutting down previous relationship agreements. And it starts the very day that Saturn, one of the summer review triggers, enters the sign of life philosophy and the higher mind. The combined effect supersizes the possibilities of rethinking, readdressing, investigating, and learning more about many, many, many relationship developments. Seize the opportunities to do that. Talk, explore, revisit, ask questions you may not have had the nerve to pose before. Work with it. The approach will give you something more productive to do than scream at traffic jams and computers hanging up, though screaming has admittedly an appeal when Mercury retrograde becomes too much. Besides, we're in different territory now, building different structures and different forms of relationships. They're not looking, feeling, or operating like their predecessors, so old assumptions don't apply and will be counterproductive. Get the lay of the land. Push past facades. Talk things out. Learn how this is affecting you by booking a session with me, Kathy Beal, of empowermentunlimited.net. I'm a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. At my site, you can sign up for my mailing list and get notice every Monday morning of all of my latest forecasts. You can also order my guides and talk about the next 13 months about Jupiter in Virgo, which are all available from the top page at empowermentunlimited.net. You can find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.